And welcome to Sister Sage Herbs Roadside Herb Service. My name is Mark Fendel, and this is Jane Simmons.
Hello.
And Jane is the owner of Sister Sage Herbs. We're a natural remedies company located here in beautiful Seattle, Washington. And you can find us at sistersageherbs.com and at the heart of Seattle, Pike Place Market. Before we get started, just want to let you know that the content is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Indeed.
And now on to the good stuff. We love talking about plants, plant medicine, and ethnobotany. Today we're going to talk about basil and several different varieties. We're going to talk about the traditional uses
of holy basil, tulsi.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to do a little taste test today.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to all this. I know that the plant has been used for many things. And of course, as you just mentioned, traditional medicine in India and other parts of the world too. So where shall we start?
Well, they are in the mint family, square stems, which means they grow very well if they're in the right condition, and you can always cut them back and they will grow twice as fast.
All the basils?
All mints.
All mints.
And they pretty much, depending on where you are, will root pretty well in just plain old water and then get into the ground whenever that is ready, whenever you're ready for that. So I ordered seeds of the temperate variety from Strictly Medicinal Seeds down in Williams, Oregon this year. Usually if I need to buy organic medicinal herbs or seeds, I go to them because they're very trusted.
Yeah, we've talked about Rich O'Check lots on this program.
Yes. So through the years, they changed taxonomy and changed names, etc., etc. And so once that settled down, this is how they list it this year. And we only have three of the varieties here that they sell, five, I think. And I ordered the temperate seeds because they, everywhere I was in the southeast, I saw them going to seed. Like when I was in North Carolina, when I was in South Carolina, in Charleston, then my cousin had some. Anyway, and my friend said she just lets them go to seed and they come back in the same place in the garden every year, kind of like my calendula do. So I wanted to try that. So I got some temperate ones, which they think is best grown in our area. So we get cold nights and hot days in the summertime, and then it cools off really quick after that. So, with that said, we're not tasting any of those today because they haven't sprouted big enough to take seeds from or clippings from. But we have the Vana, Tulsi Vana, which they say is osimum gratissimum, so gratitude basil right here, the fuzzy leaves. You want to see it?
Yeah.
Okay. Should I talk about it before we go on to the next one? Should we taste one, then go to the next, or should I introduce them? And then
let's talk about this one.
Okay. This one has the fuzziest leaves, really soft, and in this seed catalog, it has the eugenol, which is, I can't remember all the other ones that they have rosmaric acid, which is the stress anxiety reducing compound, but this one has eugenol, which I think is even more basic herb. I can't remember what other herbs have that constituent, rather. So anyway, we just taste the difference. This one has high eugenol, the other ones don't. We're munching on the...
mm-hmm. Now we're munching...
On the fresh plant.
On the fresh plant.
Very active in the mouth. It's kind of tingly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's nice. This is native to...
Yeah, that's very pleasant. Mm-hmm.
This is native to India, North, and East Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So, mmm.
Yeah, it does taste like a mint. It almost has like a numbing,
mm-hmm.
yeah, a little bit of a numbing, yeah. tingly.
That might be the immune enhancing part of it. Immune enhancement.
Mm-hmm.
Fights infections, improves digestion. It's got a little bit of a bitter, but not too much on that one.
Yeah.
So.
I'm
going to have to drink water.
Good for relaxation in the lungs.
Mm. The vana?
Probably good for intestines, too, I would imagine. Mm-hmm.
This one, yeah.
I like. It's high in vitamin A and vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Well, I haven't dried it yet, this particular... batch,
mm-hmm.
because this I just took the leaves off because these weren't even the best looking leaves. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to cultivate
mm-hmm.
these plants into mother plants, which mm-hmm. I will take cuttings from, and then hopefully try to overwinter them. So we'll see.
Should we try the next one?
Okay, that was vana. This is rama. This is what I named my holy mama.
Mm.
Because Rama Mama. But it was right. The one that produced the most that
this
year.
This is a smaller little... Smaller
it's real leaf. Thin. It's got purple stems and veins, but like lightly purple.
Whoa.
What's
this
that?
One is different.
Mm-hmm.
It is electric.
Mm. Whoa. Yeah.
Woo. It's got a bitter... It's got more of a bitter taste
mm-hmm.
and more of a pungent, mm-hmm. kind of minty punch, but then it kind of goes away quickly.
It's almost like a peppermint, but
yeah.
with basil. Pow.
But it it kind of goes away
yeah.
fast.
This doesn't have anything in particular about this specific rama. They call it Osimum tenuiflorum. I don't know what that means exactly, but we'll get back to you. and then, so that one takes 120 days to maturity.
Mm.
And that's a long time in Seattle, so we grow it in pots.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
now, are you going to use these for culinary, or are you going to use these for medicine?
This is for the Holy Mama.
This is for medicine. Okay. So we'd be using these for like, stress and anxiety.
Yeah. Yep.
In your product?
Yeah. In the Holy Mama.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
Fabulous.
From Holy Rama.
Okay, so we're tasting the... This is the Krishna?
This is Krishna, also called Black Tulsi. So when it dries, these purple go
Whoa.
Black. They're so dark.
This is extremely bitter.
See, that's the rosemaric cane. Tell it's kind of related to rosemary.
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
This one. Just that different.
Yes.
It's not the pleasant la la la
yeah.
basil.
This one is, this is definitely
this is medicine.
A very bitter basil.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't have that numbing effect.
No, it doesn't.
That the other two did.
It's just kind of
well, a bit.
I would say it's more bitter and,
mm-hmm.
and the, again, the bitterness of it kind of just washes away.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really
yeah.
like linger in your mouth very much.
No. Now, we're going to... Mm. These aren't the... Like I said, these aren't the best leaves. So
mm-hmm.
in a couple weeks,
yeah.
I'm going to taste them again. But I'm also going to dry some. And then we can do a tea and
mm-hmm.
a fresh at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I usually just make a mix of whatever grows. And hopefully,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have... Well, the other herbs do have a more bitter effect in that Holy Mama.
Mm-hmm.
So when we mix it, that, yeah. But they get more intense, you know, as they dry, too, and mm-hmm. different. But if you're listening out there and you've ever had, like, pho, and you have Thai basil, it's very similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
So take a leaf. Don't just plop it all into your soup beforehand, but take a leaf and eat, like, the stem of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole leaf with the stem.
Yeah.
See what you think. It's kind of similar to that. It's not as sweet as the Italian basil, that's mm-hmm. for sure. But it also makes a nice essential oil.
Right.
There was a woman, I wish I remembered her name. I'll look it up and we'll put it on the website.
What is
it? She did a poster. There was a poster competition at the American Herbalist Guild when it was in Pennsylvania.
Mm.
And she did a whole study. She's from, I believe, University of Georgia. And she did 7 different basils. And from seed, and she monitored each one, you know, tried to do exactly the same for each one, all the way to making essential oil. And then she showed the process, and then you could sniff the bottles that she
all the different made. Essential oils
each
from all
one,
the plant.
Wow. 7, 6 or 7.
Oh, we should find out. We'll,
yeah.
We'll put that in the description.
Yeah, really cool.
Amazing.
Mm. Beautiful.
And what do they use the essential oil for?
Well, I imagine that you would just use it as a spray for the same effect, but mm-hmm. lighter. You know, maybe you mm-hmm. would, if you had a new baby, mm-hmm. crying baby, you could just spray a spray of it. It would be a natural, you know, maybe one drop in a whole spray bottle and just squirt down. Mm-hmm. You know, the area will calm the area where maybe they you do the diapers.
Mm.
Just spray the wall down ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's like a nice, just, you know, soothing smell.
You could use essential oil in a bath.
Yes.
5 to 10 drops yeah. in a bath.
Yep. Yeah. For a baby, I would just put that in a spray of that onto their bath or onto a washcloth and just wipe. Terry, my sister, who's a midwife, uses basil quite a bit. She told me it is to bring the labor to another level, whatever that exactly means.
We'll have to talk to her about that sometime.
Yeah, but if you're having a plateau, she said even if you've ever can taste it during your pregnancy, and then you can bring your head to that, your mind to that place while you're in birthing, the birth, you can get to the next level. Mm. Deepen it. Pretty cool.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'd love to talk to her about that.
Massage.
Foot massage. Yeah. Neck massage with that would be beautiful. Again, very little amount in a carrier oil, and a carrier oil can be anything that soaks into you well.
Mm-hmm.
So you could take some coconut oil, put it in a little dish, and then put one drop of the massage oil, and then use that as your, you know, neck massage, self-massage routine. Could be very, very nice and relaxing before bed.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Again, I
and
really,
the tea, of course.
Yeah, it's great. Mm-hmm.
So you really, if you get anything that says Tulsi,
mm-hmm.
that's
good.
Yeah, you're pretty much good to go.
Yeah, there are not that yeah, there's not that many ways you could go wrong.
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, I know we were talking about Strictly Medicinals and Rich O'Check, and we've ordered plants from them for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Still having that catalog is just such a great resource.
Oh,
so if you're listening to this podcast and you want to listen, you want to learn more about medicinal herbs, medicinal plants. The catalog itself, I think it's, if you just write to them, strictly medicinal herbs, or strictly medicinal seeds.com, they'll send you a catalog.
Definitely.
And there's just so much great information in there. Not trying to sell you stuff here. I'm just saying, like,
well,
you can really
learn
a lot.
To...
And I've seen you over the years take notes in the catalog.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a nice way to just kind of mark, you know,
well, I was going to say, he has some great books on growing, on creating amazing soil. He's got some good recipes for soil making, compost making, and very practical guy. He is an ethnobotanist. This guy is Rich Ocheck. He's the one who, I met him at a conference, and I was just like, oh my gosh, this guy, he's the dude.
Well, and, he's got a lot of videos, tutorials, and stuff on YouTube and stuff, so you can watch that.
Yeah.
You can watch him talk all day.
But he was like, I was like, well, I'm having some hard time growing my blah, blah, blah. It just keeps going straight to seed. I can't really, you know, and I probably wasn't watering it very well. Anyway, he was like, well, do you grow your own food? And I was like, oh, right, not much. He's like, well, you should work on that. Because you know when your lettuce needs water, but you don't always know when these herb plants need water. You just put them next to them. Mm-hmm. And the herbs will find the water too. And then it'll work out. And it did. So there you go.
I like in the new catalog, it says, the seeds require light to germinate. Hold seeds briefly in the palm of the hand in sunlight before sowing.
Om. I know. Everybody.
With that, we should put on the John Coltrane recording and start the day right.
So basically, what we have learned today is when in doubt, try holy basil.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Start with tea and intensify from there.
A great, great place to start.
In fact, I would suggest composting your tea in your garden just in case there are seeds available.
Cool. Well, should we leave it there?
Sure.
Well,
thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah,
we're kind of rambling about our holy basil,
well,
but we love it.
Yeah.
And we'll keep you posted on what it looks like in the next couple of weeks or months.
Yeah. And be sure to visit us at sistersageherbs.com and at Pike Place Market. And thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, folks.
See you next time. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.